Morambi Technical School sits in a small valley surrounded by hills. The gravel walk and manicured lawn don't betray the massacre that took place here until you look to the right of the building and see the mass graves. Inside, a concise history of modern Rwanda adorns the walls. An old Bakelite radio invites you to push the button, and hate in Kinyarwanda spews out, inciting Hutus to kill Tutsi cockroaches. Tutsis from different areas had converged on a nearby church in April 1994. Those sheltering inside were told to go to Murambi Technical School. It was safer. And this was where they perished. Gaspard Makere is a tour guide here in Murambi. He walked through the back rooms behind the memorial to show some of the undeteriorated bodies that were discovered in the mass graves. They covered them in lime. Some bodies have slight tufts of hair still clinging to the shriveled skin on the skulls, a stark response to those who say the genocide never happened.
Here you see the tangible proofs of genocide. None can tell you that, as negationists are saying, that it was a fight between Hutu and Tutsi, while you see the one who died asking for forgiveness. So these are tangible proofs of the genocide perpetrated against the Tutsi.
He opens the door to room two. The baby bodies.
Look like here is the baby who died decapitated. They cut the head of the baby. And you see here most of bodies were compressed. It's because there were so many bodies in a few mass graves and their skeleton were not strong enough to resist on the height of thousands and thousands of bodies in one mass grave.
In room five lay the bodies of women. One has her legs wide open, frozen in time.
This one, as you see from the position, she had been raped before being killed. These are other women killed here, women and girls.
Ernest Kerimatona, 41, sits in Niamagabe prison just 1 mile from the Murambi massacre. He was there 20 years ago.
The people who carried out the genocide told us to take things to kill. I took an axe and a machete, and I went to Murambi.
It was dark out, nearly midnight, but he doesn't forget what he did.
I killed.
He murdered 5 people that night, and he remembers the first person he killed, Mr. Burungere.
This man was the chief of the 10 houses in our neighborhood. I know him. I saw him in Murambi, and I killed him first.
Although Burungere tried to fight him off, Kerimatona and his axe were no match for the chief. Tonight, the few who survived, some say 13 altogether, will come to Murambi for a vigil to talk about what happened here. Kerimatona will not be present, but he'll be thinking from prison about what he did tonight 20 years ago. Reporting for RFI, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto in Murambi.